I am delighted to welcome Father Lopez into our midst. He is an accomplished preacher and has a priest for many, many years, and I'm glad to welcome him. Let me say a prayer for you, Father Lopez.
Please.
Holy God, may your Spirit anoint his words that we might be blessed and be empowered to serve you in your kingdom and your mercy and your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It is a delight to be here with you sharing the Eucharist. My name is Uriel Lopez, or Uriel, if you want to say it in English. I am originally from Colombia, South America. I am married. My wife, Luisa, and my son, Carlos, who is a three-year-old, just moved to Houston about 2 months ago from Chicago. Where I was, at least, for 21 years. And it is just a wonderful time to be here with you. Thank you for welcoming me. Let me start with a little story. It is a joke. Sometimes I feel I have to warn people that it is a joke because sometimes you don't know that it's okay to laugh. So there is a missionary that went and took the mission of going town by town in the jungle. You can imagine probably the Amazon. And he will find a trail, and he will walk until he found a group of people, and he will speak to them about Jesus Christ. And he will make many conversions to the Christian faith, and then he will live and follow until he found the next town or the next group of people that he could speak and share with. And so in this journey, in the middle of the jungle, he finds a group of lions. The lions surround him, and they are hungry. And so he knows that it's probably the end of his life, and he obviously starts praying, and he carries this crucifix with him in his chest, and he grabs his crucifix, starts praying, and raises it up a little bit. And amazingly enough, when the lions saw the crucifix, they knelt down and started praying. And so the missionary said, "Praise the Lord, these lions are Christian. They recognize the cross. Somebody has spoken to them about Christ and they are praying." And so he got closer to them and they were actually ending their prayer. And it said, "Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which you are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord." They must have been Roman Catholics. Today we hear from John the Baptist, the voice that cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." When I was praying about this sermon, this image of the wilderness just keep coming back to my reflection in my prayer these days. And so I went to the dictionary and looked for a concept that I could have for what a wilderness is. This is what I found. Wilderness is the most intact, undisturbed, wild, natural area left on our planet. Those last truly wild places that humans do not control and have not developed with roads, pipelines, or other industrial infrastructure. I am the youngest of 14 children. Give you some time to process that. We were all born basically in the jungle, in the farm, no hospitals, no roads, no electricity, no phones. So what I'm saying is I was born in paradise. At least that is the fondest way that I remember the place that I was born at. It was this kind of wilderness that was completely silent, that you had an opportunity to share with nature and God's creation, that it was easy to listen to anybody who was speaking or any noise that was around you. Wilderness is the place where God invites us to go. In the mission that I am invited to do as a missionary priest for the Latino Hispanics in the West Houston area, I feel that that is the call for me and for us. To go into the wilderness, of course, the wilderness of today is not that quiet anymore. But to go into the wilderness and get lost and choosing to stay lost until we find the right path, until we find the right voice, until God shows us the direction that we have to walk in our future. Every day, the wilderness of our world has become busier and noisier. And sometimes, we have to think about who is really listening. I mean, if John the Baptist were to come today, and he'll speak to this wilderness of today, who would really be listening? Now, in the wilderness, when there is silence, like where I was born, people can actually have a conversation a mile away if they were patient enough to wait for the words of the other person to get through. And you can have a conversation from a long place. Not anymore. My first invitation for you in your reflection and prayer is, what is the wilderness that God has invited you to walk on today? What is that place that symbolizes that for you in your life? The second is this. Who is crying out? Who is shouting? That's kind of easy because there are so many people kind of screaming in our ears today. And there's so much noise in the world that we don't know who to really speak to. You actually have to choose who you want to listen to. But in your life, it might be that the voice that is crying out or shouting the loudest is probably the one that should not be heard. In other words, how about you? Who are you listening to? Who do you choose to give authority over your life? In fact, are you willing to be the one shouting a message? Because at a point, all of us are shouting something and trying to communicate a message. What is the message that each one of us are trying to tell others? Maybe we're just crying out. Maybe we are crying out for help. But what if God wants you and me to be the John the Baptists of today? Would you be willing to shout for the Lord? My dad used to go to the nearest town when I was growing up, which was about 4 or 5 hours away by foot or by horse. And it was something that I remember very fondly, because he would go for a day or two or three, sometimes more. But when he would come back, there was a little mountain across about, 2 miles away. And he would stay there, stop there, and yell. And he would go something like this. Ya llegué! I'm coming home. And we all knew that our waiting had already been stopped. And it was time for us to have the provisions that we needed for another month or two. But especially for me, it was time to get candy. I longed for that. I loved that. But waiting is something that we had to do. We had no choice. But waiting is something that as Christians we are asked to do, especially during Advent season. To have the patience to wait. And so the question for us is, what are you waiting for? Whatever or whoever you're waiting for, is it worth waiting for? No one likes waiting anymore. I find myself every time I have to sit like in a doctor's office and be there for 20 minutes or more or half an hour, an hour, and I tell myself, I hate this. I hate waiting. What is going on? I'm wasting my time. Nobody likes to wait anymore. We want things now. What is called instant gratification. We want it now. Technology, it's a funny thing. Technology does great things for us. One of the things that I remember from when I was little is that we had to take time to wash our clothes by hand, right? And it took time, and it's a tedious job. I don't know how many of you have also done that. And we did it. It just took time. And now we've got washing machines. And we don't have to do it, thanks be to God. But see, all of this technology that we got, smartphones and many other technological advances that we have, were meant to give us more time, right? I don't have to wash clothes for 2 hours anymore, so I have saved about an hour and a half. Where did that time go? Because it seems that the more technology that we got, the busier we are. And the longest we work and do things around the house. What are you willing to wait for? Well, for Christians, the answer is easy. We are called to wait for Jesus Christ. We are called to prepare for His coming. Jesus Christ is worth waiting for. Jesus Christ is worth listening to. Jesus Christ is worth shouting about. He is our Savior, and He is coming home.